BBC Surrey with Nick Wallace.
Nope, still a blank. Anyway, let's turn our attention to much more serious matters. A young mother in Dorking has told BBC Surrey that she's become a prisoner in her own home because of constant abuse, threats and harassment from youngsters on her estate. As we know, extreme cases of neighbourhood bullying can end in tragedy. You may remember Fiona Pilkington, who killed herself and her disabled daughter after years of harassment from local thugs. And then there was David Askew. He was the pensioner in Greater Manchester who collapsed and died after being bullied for decades by local kids. So what is going on in Dorking? Well, Carla Ward moved to the Goodwins estate 2 years ago. And she says since then, she's been threatened on a regular basis by some of the young people there. BBC Surrey's Stephen Butler's been to meet Carla to see how the situation is affecting her.
I've had stones, bricks, mouldy carrots, things like that. I've had a BB gun shot at me through my own window, a football being kicked at me, kicked at my windows, stuff being thrown at my son as well. I've had them try and go for my son, which I stopped them and got him in as soon as possible because I didn't want anything bad happening.
I'm with Carla Ward on the Goodwin estate, and we're walking around the estate, pushing her young daughter Tilly in a pram. When did all this start?
I moved here from about almost 2 years ago, and just since then I've been having this abuse. I tend not to sleep very much because I'm always worried that something's going to happen while I'm asleep. I'm barely eating because of it.
A moment ago you stopped me going down one of the streets here. Because you said that that's one of the areas that you're a bit concerned of because some of the youths live down there.
Yeah. I tend to try and avoid going out really around here. If I'm going to need to go to the shop, I'll go to the shop quickly and come straight back. I do try and avoid certain streets here because I know they live down there, and if they see me walking past, I probably just get abuse from them.
How many people are we talking about? How many young people are involved in this?
I'd say between 10 to 20. They're older and younger, between the ages of 5 to 25.
Five is quite a young age to be giving you this sort of hassle, isn't it?
Yeah. The parents aren't watching them whatsoever. There's obviously no discipline at home because their behaviour is just wrong, and the language that comes out of a five-year-old is just wrong. I know as soon as the summer holidays comes up, it's going to be sunny, they're going to want to be out all the time, and obviously the heat's not going to help, so they're going to be constantly wanting to wind someone up or hurt someone or something. I feel like a prisoner in my own home. I can't really go anywhere or do anything unless either I have someone with me. I have to look out to make sure they're not around before I go out.
Just getting back to Carla's flat. Carla lives on the ground floor of a block of flats. The incident started when you were out on the street, but obviously they've worked out where you live now. So you've had some things happening whilst you've actually been in your flat?
Yeah, like I've said before, I've had footballs being kicked at the windows. I had the BB gun shot through my windows.
The BB gun then? Yeah. Was this an open window that they came up to?
Yeah, it was. My son was in there asking me for something, and because it was the summertime, so obviously I'm going to have my windows open. And all of a sudden they just come over and started shooting through my window at me and my son. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, and how they even got hold of one, I don't know. I was, must have been about 5-6 months pregnant at the time, and it hit me, it hit my son. My son was very, very stressed. He was crying, screaming. I was crying myself, and I was hurting from where it hit me and hurt me.
And your son was hit, so he must have been very distressed.
Yeah, very, very. He was screaming most of the time, saying, "Mummy, it hurts, Mummy, it hurts." It's affecting him big time because of what they're showing to us. He's now also taking it out on me whenever he gets angry and upset, basically letting his emotions out the wrong way on me rather than coming to me and talking to me. He'll just take it out on me by punching, kicking himself. So it's not helping me or my son whatsoever.
Carla Ward, we can actually speak to Carla live now. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
It was an extraordinary interview, an extraordinary tale of sustained abuse that you've been suffering, and people will be struggling to understand why, how it can happen.
I don't actually know how it can happen. It's just getting beyond ridiculous now, because I have had to go out there on a few occasions and just tell them to go away and things like that, and I've just got a load of abuse back from them.
So this is basically a sustained campaign of bullying for no apparent reason, but because it's escalated and because they see you as a target, it's just got worse and worse.
Yeah, it has.
What's the nature? I mean, please don't swear, obviously, on the radio this morning. But what's the nature of the things that they're yelling at you? Is it based on who you look like, on where you come from? Tell us what kind of things people say to you.
I've been, as you said, I can't swear, but the stuff that they've come out with towards me is basically they told me to, the four-letter word F, starting with that, off and go and live somewhere else. We don't want you here. Because it's not just me as well. I've got a neighbour who comes from, I think it's Poland or something, and they've got a load of racial abuse from them as well.
But you're obviously English, so in a way, I mean, obviously there's no excuse for racial abuse, but that's a horrible crime and a separate crime in itself. Why are they picking on you?
I don't know. They obviously see me as an easy target or something, so... Because I'm on my own. I haven't got anybody else here living with me other than my children. And my children aren't exactly going to go away because they'll just start picking on them.
And what kind of response? I mean, how many times have you reported this abuse to the council and to the police and to your housing association?
The police, I've done it on many occasions, and they have come out and they've been a big help. But the only people that haven't been a big help are the housing association because they just refuse to listen.
Well, they're saying that they're very concerned to hear about your claims and that they met with you recently to discuss the situation.
The housing haven't met with me whatsoever. They call me up to say what's going on, and it's basically just telling me this, that and the other. And I to be honest, I can't believe a word they're saying, because they're only saying it over the phone. They're not actually coming to see me face to face. The only person that hasn't come to see me face to face is the police.
Are you worried for your safety?
Yes, I am.
What do you think will happen if no one intervenes?
If something isn't done, I rest in something, anything could happen, to be honest with you, because obviously, as I said, I've had threats from them, and it could be to the point where either one of them are carrying a knife and I could be out at one point and they could just go for me, or if one of them has a real gun rather than a BB gun, they could just use that on me.
A BB gun is, I ought to explain, is a pellet gun for people who don't know about these sorts of things, which certainly shouldn't be in the hands of children. In terms of the fact that the Housing Association haven't been to meet you and that they haven't come on air this morning to speak to us, neither of the council, neither of the police, are you surprised by that, given that you've obviously seen us as a last resort after trying to go through the proper channels?
Well, no, I had a visit from the police yesterday, actually, in the late afternoon. And as I said, I found they're more of a big help than Housing Association. With the Housing Association, I'm not surprised, to be honest with you, because it's not just me that's getting in trouble. There is a few other people, but we all feel like we're the ones that aren't the victims. We feel like we're being made to, that basically we're doing nothing wrong when we're not.
And this is kids effectively running riots on the Goodwins estate in Dorking with no control over them?
Yeah, basically.
Amazing that it's happening still in this day and age, and in Surrey. You just wouldn't expect it, would you?
No, but it doesn't help because we're on a tiny estate, so we're all kind of enclosed and there's not very much to do around here, and when there is something to do, the kids kind of take advantage, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean, but it's, again, the fact that no one's intervening to do anything about this, whether it's the parents or the authorities, but at least, as you say, you are getting support from Surrey Police. Could you stay on the line for a moment, Carla? Because after the headlines, we're going to speak to a former Surrey Police officer who's had some experience of dealing with cases like this, and he may have some advice that might prove useful.
Okay, thank you.
All right, stick with us. That's Carla Ward from the Goodwins Estate in Dorking, who says she's suffered a campaign of intimidation, abuse and violence from people running riots on her estate. We'll have more on that in a few moments' time. 17 minutes past 8.